Yo, peace, family. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the guy, Donnie Ascended.
And your boy, Rod the Guy, back at you with another banger.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And today, you read the title, the third segment of our Law to Hootie miniseries, and we're going into, well, the third law. And that principle is the principle of vibration, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the simplest way to put this principle is that nothing rests. Everything is in constant motion. Everything vibrates. It embodies the whole notion that everything is in motion. Everything vibrates. Nothing is ever at rest. And it's something that even modern science endorses as well. And mm-hmm. with, you know, it's funny because with every new discovery that science wants to verify, it's so funny how most of these are enunciated from like thousands of years ago from like people in ancient Egypt. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And this principle explains that the differences between like everything from the mind, energy, matter, your spirit, it all varies from your level of vibration, your frequency, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything is vibration at the end of the day. Even that rock that we say isn't moving is moving constantly to where it's stagnant. You feel me? Because the atoms are so tightly compacted together, but everything vibrates. It's like how water can, when you vibrate water at 432 hertz, it starts making those multitude of shapes almost. You know what I'm saying? You start getting the sacred geometry figures like the Metatron's cube and stuff of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple physics, really, because any physician will tell you, if you get a microscope and you look at, any sort of matter, you can see how the particles are moving, right? And so the gas, they're freely moving, bouncing around, right? Which is why gas, it doesn't really have a shape, right? It's going to take the shape of the container. Liquid, the particles are sliding past one another, right? Mm-hmm. Which is where you get that same. It doesn't really have its own shape. You're going to fill the container type thing. But then solids, like, Aaron just said, they're tightly compacted, right? But that doesn't mean that they're not moving anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
All it means is that they're not moving too much. You feel me? So they're still in motion. It's just that because they are so close to one another, they can't move as much as they would move if they were liquid or gaseous, right? And we see this in everything because, you know, the way I think about it is, let's say everybody knows, okay, everything is energy, right? And you know that all energies have frequencies, right? And mm-hmm. frequency is literally nothing but vibration. You feel me? So it's like if you vibrated, you know, faster, right? Your waves are shorter in wavelength and higher frequency, then that means you have a higher vibration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you break it down even scientifically, everything has its vibration. And, I mean, it's really not hard to see, but it's something that can be overlooked a lot. You feel me?
Right.
It's one of those things that exist in like plain sight you don't think about. Cause like, you know how objects when they're moving so quickly, it seems like they're not moving, or it's like one just like stagnant object, like I'll say helicopter or fan blades. How you can see like the little mirage they leave behind, but it's still in place.
After
images. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like after images.
And yeah.
Another thing about it is like the practical application of this is described as mental transmutation. And the word transmutation just means change, you know what I'm saying? So it's just telling you to change your mental state and you can change your vibration. And this is done none other than the power of will by saying, yo, I can just change my mindset about this and vibrate at a higher frequency. Therefore, you're deliberately concentrating on a more desirable state of mind, right? So whatever mm-hmm. you then focus on most in your life will grow. And because as we stated in our first think about it, everything in the universe is mental, and then governed by the second law of correspondence, this means changing your own mind or, you know, your influences, the rest of the universe will too, to correlate with that mindset. And so I think it's good as we go further in this series how everything literally connects back to each other.
Just like building on one another.
Right. Like, okay, so you understand that the universe is mental. Whatever you put out there, you will receive back. Then that correlates with the law of correspondence, because what you put in your mind is how the universe is replicating, right? You feel like you're dying, you see a supernova, you feel me? Then on top of that, you vibrating at that frequency, that low frequency, that death frequency, you're probably going to be seeing tons of death and stuff of that nature. And to me, this application just shows, it's just, again, this just shows a culmination of the three helps you, because with mental transmutation, like I said, it's just changing your mindset. And what we talked about a lot in this series is changing your mindset, your outlook on everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, this might be a side topic, but I think it relates to it. All three of us were looking for jobs that paid at least $15 a month, and we all found this shit within like 3 weeks. You feel me?
Yeah, that is exactly true.
Literally. When I left my old job, I said, if it ain't at least 15, I ain't doing it.
It's literally what my thought process was, bro. I was like, it's got to be 15 at the minimum.
I'm telling myself, say, hey, bro, I need to be in work within the week, bro, or else we got to do something. Like, because I can't just sit around half through the summer with no work. And then what happened Friday? Hey, would you like to come? Yes, I'm looking for a job. And here we are.
You know what's crazy? Yesterday, when I was doing the job search for the job that I got an interview for on Friday, I literally sat down, and before I typed anything into the computer, I was like, I'm going to find a job today. Like, I'm going to get a job today. I'm going to get an interview today. And I literally got an interview the same day, bro, yesterday. So it was crazy. It's like having that determination in your mind and determining that this is the energy that I'm going to put within myself. The universe responded quickly, right? And we already know that we in this age where your manifestations are coming tenfold faster, right? Mm. So it's like the fact that I was able to determine that in my mind, in my thoughts, and then the universe able to respond accordingly like that in within a few hours, if that, you feel me? Crazy.
Mm-hmm. And that's just a testament to this principle itself, because I mean, let's just look at it deeper. Like, nothing is without movement. Everything exists in a wavelength of some form or some kind. And so your thoughts, your words are nothing but wavelengths being expressed, energy, and how they're being, you know, how energy changes without losing its energy. I think did I say that right? You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know how like stuff can go from sound waves and then can be converted into.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're talking about. It can change its form, but it doesn't lose its
thermal energy.
It's like the law of conservation of energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Like thermal energy can become sound energy, and sound energy can become, and so on and so on. Like, all energy is transmutable in that sense. So, energy can now become sound energy if the heat was on and making a crackle sound and so on with the multiple various forms of energy.
It's almost like if, let's take, for example, if somebody's shooting a gun, right? Mm-hmm. All that energy, that
the potential energy becomes kinetic.
Right.
Energy.
And it gets converted into the thermal energy, right? Yeah. Because it's going to heat up, get converted into sound energy, right? You're going to hear the bang, and then it gets converted into that kinetic energy, right? Because the bullet is now being put in motion. You feel me? But if you were to sum up all of those energies, you would still have the same amount of energy that you began with,
right?
That same potential that you began with.
Even more personal example, just us talking via this with stream, already our bioenergy from our bodies, strength going to our sound energy from our throats, into the microphone, transmit over electricity, and then back to you in the same pitch as I'm speaking to you now. So, like, this right here is already the best example.
Bro, it's examples in our everyday face. Look at anything in front of you, bro. Anything that got a color, that's vibration right there, bro. Color ain't nothing but a light frequency, right? And we know that visible light on the spectrum ranging from red to violet, it just vibrations from longest wavelength to shortest wavelength, right? So literally everything we're looking at is all just vibrations, all different forms of energy.
Random factoid. Did you know? Stupid ass. Did you know that color is a figment of your imagination, so your brain can differentiate the world around it?
Okay. Let's take that further. Since we're talking about vibration, right? They say that all the colors we see is because our eyes can only pick up on that vibration of that frequency of that color. So who's to say other individuals cannot pick up other colors that you can't because you are not on the same frequency as them, right?
I feel like it's almost as if you ever heard somebody say they started meditating and then they walked outside and the world seemed brighter?
Yes.
More saturated? It's like there's studies showing that because of neuroplasticity, your brain is actually creating more pathways through meditation and healing itself and reshaping itself. So who's to say that your brain is not unlocking more color receptors in your mind, right? Through these acts for you to actually be able to go out and say, wow, I'm actually seeing more color. I'm actually seeing brighter, more saturated color. You feel me? Like, this is the type of stuff that people would think, oh, this sounds like fantasy. This sounds like magic. No, bro. This is real life.
But see, since we're talking about vibration, this is how they muddled the frequency, right? They made it mainstream, and they made it a joke. The woke joke community, as I like to call the niggas, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing but a fad. You got shirts talking about stay woke. That's being made by corporations now. And the corporations were never on your side to begin with. They do anything for your dollars. They're going to go with whatever you're going with. So now you got people that like to talk it but don't know what they're talking about. Right? Mm-hmm. Got people in Ponce de Leon City Market looking like walking ox out here. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But then you ask them a basic question, they looking at you stupid.
They just feed on you want to be part of a whole. Like, they know you want to be part of something. So they give you...
The key to this, though, is that it's the purity of your thoughts and beliefs that exist within you. And if there's still a part of us that does not believe we can do something, then we put in that thought is not becoming a desire. And that says, ultimately, that we cannot do something. So you canceling out your manifestation just like that. And if you think of vibration in terms of waveforms, the vibration of the thought or I can or I want, is almost inversely proportional to I cannot or I do not deserve. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, again, you bring yourself to the same topic that you have to master yourself. That means your every thought, your every emotion, your every action is nothing but a manifestation of the frequency you are on. And for these things that are constantly flowing out into this infinite hive mind being the universe is just being reflected back to you. So it's creating the space for our interaction within the world. How you gonna view the world is gonna be based on your frequency, right? How you connect to the universe, whether you connect it or not, and your thoughts manifest. And if you think of your thoughts as objects in space, and thoughts attract like thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna start attracting the thoughts that start. You know what I'm saying?
Man, remember we was talking about this way back when, like last summer. Remember we were talking about how you can see how the thoughts that you choose to prioritize will start to show up in your life. Remember the example we used was think of, some random car, right?
And
you might never see that car in your daily life. But as soon as you start thinking about this car, it's going to start popping up. For no reason. He's just gonna be like, bruh, well, let me not say for no reason. It is a reason, because now that you started prioritizing these thoughts, that thought is becoming your reality, right? So the universe is gonna start responding to them thoughts, right? And this is with something as simple as just, passing by some random vehicle. You can apply this to your life at any point. And what people don't realize is that you are unconsciously attracting things in your life that you really don't want, right? You say you don't want something, but the universe don't understand negativity, right? The universe don't understand the vibration you putting out. You feel me? So you end up attracting something that you don't want. You feel me? So let's say you're saying in your mind, okay, I don't want bad things to happen to me, right? The universe don't understand what bad means. The universe don't understand what no or not, or it's like, no, bro, you got to say, affirm what it is you do want, right? So instead of saying, I don't want to be poor, if you say, I don't want to be poor, all the universe heard is, I want to be poor.
Right. And
you know, it just heard poor.
Right. All I heard was poor. It's like, nah.
You know, and that's funny because sometimes you try to put concepts that didn't pre-exist within the universe onto the universe too. Like, you talking about currency. Universe talking about some silver, gold. That's the only shit we carry around here. Nigga talking about some fiat bullshit. Or you really, even when we use the word fair, right? Fair is not a universal constant. There's no such thing as fair in the universe. Fair is a white man concept. The white man tried to create something fair. This is what fair is. Universe, a star blows up one moment and one is born a second later. Universe don't care. It still grows. That doesn't hinder its growth. Fair isn't a concept that can be quantified. There's no such thing as fair. Fair is a construct of human emotion of low vibrational people who don't understand that they are in a simulation or let the ego guide them. They feel like their ego must be on top.
I look at it when I like to watch a lot of nature documentaries, and mm-hmm. I always be trying to tell people that nature, the world around you, the natural world, they don't operate on the same rules that we think we operate on, right? And I'm going to emphasize the word think, because we think we operate on fairness and stuff like that. But when you are looking at these animals, right, and if you see, let's say you see a lion clap a gazelle, right?
Uh-huh.
And people be like, oh, man, poor gazelle. They shouldn't have got eaten. And I'm like, so you trying to say the lion should starve? Like, no, I'm not trying to say that, but I just don't want to see the thing get eaten. Like, bro, this is how nature works, bro. Ain't no
such thing. It's the circle of life.
Put it right.
What's also very interesting about that, too, is that if you ever really watch how the animal dies, they tend to give themselves to the predator, too, when they notice it's in. There's a difference between the frequencies that the animal understands its role. That's why it has these instincts that it knows it is prey. Right?
So it know that it run away, and if it don't run away fast enough, that it's going to get killed.
The consequences are very known. This is why you see. This is why you have herds of animals, and when a herd gets, animal gets messed up in the herd, they can't save them. They trot along because they know this is part of their journey. And so,
they'll leave them.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just about to say, like, it was called already predators are looking for the easy kill. Like, they're not just going to walk up to the strongest, healthiest buffalo. They're trying to get the one that's by himself, weak and unaware.
Shit,
like,
old or something, you know?
I'm saying, like, you don't want to go up to the king of them. Like, oh, you'll get ran over.
And see, that's where the concept of this, what is fabricated concept of fair comes in. People say, that's not fair. He's weak. You think the lion care about that? He's trying to eat.
Not survival. The buffalo himself care about that. They know when they are impaired, they know that they are easy pickings. They know that they're the ones that are going to be targeted to get eaten, right? It's the law of the jungle, bro. All these, why you think these animals are able to live in these ecosystems so well? Because everyone knows their role, right? Mm-hmm. You don't see the prey trying to go out there and hunt and kill things. Matter of fact, you don't even see predators going out there and killing stuff for fun. Predators don't kill for sport. They kill when they hungry.
Right.
If you go to Africa and it's a drought and it's one water hole, best believe every predator and prey are gonna be drinking at that same water hole. Cause why? Everybody got to drink water, right?
Yep, but so there is a line about who gets to drink first. Like, you got the big elephant over here first, or else you'll get stepped on. Then you worry about everyone else.
Right, and this concept of fairs, because every animal knows their vibrational pathway, right? So they know where they I mean, death itself is a frequency. The animals understand this is just part of their role. There's no, the concept of fear is a low frequency thought. I even tell people, since we're talking about the principle of vibration, that I believe there is no such thing as an argument or a debate. I think those aren't real, because if everyone lives in their own reality, that means whatever someone is arguing is actually right in their reality. Therefore, no one is ever wrong or right. If any argument is even a possible thing to debate, is whether what you're arguing is either high frequency or low frequency. And there's no tangible way to quantify that rather than looking at someone's aura.
I feel like the only objective truth is that we all gonna die one day.
Yeah.
Anything else, you can argue all you want. And maybe you'll learn something. But at the end of the day, what can we truly say is right? What can we truly say is the truth besides that? Because like you said, everybody got their own separate truth. Everybody got their own, you know, universal construct of what they believe is right.
Yeah, I'll see when your ass stuck in that doo-wop, boy. Thumb goes, so, You know, I can't even think of that. Okay, you know, like when you used to go to the bank and you're like with your mama and had to like put a little canister to go with a little tube.
Yes, bro.
Like some of the tube get stuck or take a long time, everyone shooting up. That's gonna be you when the duo talking that little boy. So I'm saying, this ain't fair. Well.
Universe gonna be like, bro, we tried to show you, but life ain't fair. It's legit, bro. Life is not fair. All right.
And the sooner you understand that concept, you can truly understand what you want and who you are and manifest what you want. If you understand the universe isn't fair, you can then manifest what you want. Because then at that point, if it ain't, it can work in your favor 10 times then.
Oh, that's exactly it. You know, I was just going to bring that point up because we say all this about quote unquote fairness, because once you understand that concept, now you understand, well, if the universe don't operate on fairness, then why does it have to be that it's working against me, right? Mm-hmm. If it's not fair, then that means it can just work all in my favor, right? And I'm not saying be selfish and egotistical. Of course, what I am saying is that this is telling you that your manifestations, really anything is possible for you, right? Mm-hmm. Anything is possible for you. If you put in the right intentions and the right energy behind it, the universe is going to respond.
Limits are mental.
Literally. And as we begin to, like, you know, unify our consciousness and you harness the full power within your mind in this mental reality, there's no limit to what you or not or I can accomplish. Because it's within this space of the principle of vibration allows you to excite down or even slow down the vibration of yourself or other objects. And this is how you understand the realm of the supernatural or what we call the impossible, right? Which are just misnomers, because this state of, say, godhood is like a birthright, because it was innate. It was nothing. I mean, it's nothing you have to earn. It was always in you. It's more so like, can you awaken?
Reaching that potential type idea. Right.
But like, you know, because, I mean, I don't even know where I was going with that part. But like, I just challenge people to begin thinking about one thing or a circumstance that you want to bring forth into your life. And just as you think, let's just say this thing is something like money, right? So at that point, you need to begin to welcome or just become aware of all the thoughts and programmers that tell you that you can't have money, or that attaining it requires some conditions, or you have to be doing this to get money. And as you become aware of these thoughts that are blocking you from experiencing what you are asking for, you can then transform these thoughts or these conditions of having this experience right now. And if you can do this, you'll begin to experience those exact same things you are asking for coming into your life more and more. And but at the same time, one, you know, you got to remember that it takes time to change all the negative thoughts that have been within you. Some people try to understand why it's ticked them so long, because you probably were that backed up with negative thoughts. It took years of what you call the hustle or the grind or the mindset just to get rid of all the doubt you stored in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You probably that negative energy in you for years, and one day a positive thoughts ain't going to be enough to get all of that stuff out.
Okay. Let's say a year of positivity ain't going to wipe out like a decade of what's called just limits and remorse and just overall what's called, I lost my train of thought. Dang it.
Think of it like this. Think of it. All right. You know how like an artist could be like, man, I've been rapping for 10 years and I finally blew up. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Instead of thinking of it as like, oh, I just blew up, you probably have so much doubt low-key within you for them 10. It took you 10 years to get rid of it for you to actually say, I got this. Or 9 of them years to say before I. Or you can hear another artist blow up in like a year, and he was like, man, I was born for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be a completely different endeavor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus someone who been, man, I've been doing this for years. How this happened? When someone said, man, I just did it because I could do it. You feel me? Ain't no one said it better than J. Cole. Sometimes you got to do stuff at the level that you do and show niggas that you do it.
Do it the way you do it. It's, man, right. The niggas.
Sometimes you got to really show people that certain things you do, you just do on a level that they can't do. And they don't understand that. So you just got to do it at that level that you know you do it.
Man, bitches are different, I'm gonna stop.
But it is. It really is.
And yes, man.
It's not that you're trying to prove it to them. You need to prove it to yourself. It's like reassuring yourself that what you do on your level is what you do. Because ain't nobody, hey, who said, but what Wolverine be saying? Ain't nobody, what he said? Ain't nobody like me but me.
No, that's Rocket Raccoon. Wolverine be like, I'm the best at what I do. Rocket Raccoon be like, ain't no one like me but me.
And ain't no one but like him. But he affirmed that. You know? So he can run into someone that look just like him. You ain't him. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't no one you but you. And sometimes you got to show that you do it like you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand that, understanding yourself, if you don't vibrate on that frequency, you ain't going to never know how you do it. You're going to be like, I don't know.
I'm saying.
There ain't nothing that I can't do. I don't even use that word no more, man. Instead of saying can't, like, let me try. Shoot. All right, I'll try. I got this. Ain't even that big a deal. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying. You doubting yourself is depriving the world of what only you can bring to this table. I like to look at it.
It's just doubt, man. Once you allow doubt to enter your mind, you done already lost. Right? It's one of the biggest things, especially with boxing, that, you know, because mentally, you know, boxing is, hold on, let me get my thoughts together. Boxing has a large mental aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the parts of that mental aspect is doubt itself, right? Because before you go into the ring, of course, everybody gonna be a little nervous, right? You can go in there with somebody who's trying to punch you in the face, right? But as soon as you allow that doubt to enter your mind and say, nah, I can't do this, you know, I can't win, I can't defeat the person in front of me, then you've already lost the fight. It don't even matter what you do in the ring now. Because nobody is going to. Right,
mm-hmm.
You once you beat yourself, it doesn't matter what you do at that point, because you are your greatest enemy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you allow yourself to defeat you, you know, it don't matter who in front of you, bro. It could be a little scrawny 12-year-old. You feel me? You already lost the fight. It could be him. It could be Mike Tyson in front of you. It don't matter, bro. You lost. You beat yourself.
Another thing, okay, I think something that kind of embodies this the most, you probably don't, if you're listening, it's this artist known as Rich Homie Quan, right? And he had this album that came out a few years ago called Rich As In Spirit, right?
Uh-huh.
And the premise of it was that the money is not what makes you rich, it's the energy you have towards making your money.
I like that.
The money doesn't make you rich. It's more so Like, oh, this money made me rich versus my money is rich. You feel what I'm saying?
I attract abundance.
Right. You attract pure abundance. The abundance doesn't necessarily come to you. You are embody abundance. If you want to be abundant in something, attract nothing but pure abundance.
Mm-hmm.
But on that note, man, y'all know how we get down, man. Got down.
Hold on. I got a quote by William Blake before we get in this guy. I got a post on my wall with MJ, because basketball lover. No bird soars too high if he soars with his own wings. William Blake.
Anyways.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait. Say that one more time. Hold on. I can't just let that slide. Say that quote one again.
No bird soars too high if he soars with his own wings.
Right.
But you remember that Greek tale with Icarus?
Yeah.
Who flew to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Melted.
And then he died.
Yeah, that's tragic. He should have asked that. He didn't believe in his wings. See, that was the problem.
I was wearing his wings. See, I said made it for him.
I was about to say those are his wings, but you're right. Mm-hmm. Pops made the wings for him.
Yep, she made your own wings. Well, there you go.
That's the moral of the story.
Yep, do it yourself. Don't trust me.
The pops didn't even believe in his own wings. So then you put that energy on your son and he went plopping. He went fishing, literally. So, and see how that energy attracted, that frequency went to him? Boy,
see Iron Man built his own wings, so he's fine.
I would have built the whole suit.
Yep, and he built it himself. That's why he didn't die.
Anyway,
wait a minute. What you mean he didn't die?
The first couple movies that he didn't make the Infinity Stones, Donovan. Golly.
Hey, but he did make like 60 pair of wings, which you're talking about.
Yep, he survived to do the Infinity Stones. So, yep, his wings held the Infinity Gauntlet. Yes.
We're going to go ahead and close this out.
Yeah.
We're talking about vibration no more. We're talking about Iron Man.
Stop sleeping, old boy.
Outro. All
right, bro. From Man's to Kings.
From Kings to Gods.
This has been Fresh Fair Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we outie.